bright summer's morning as the fields they were adawning. Bright Phoebus arose and shone over the lea. I spied a fair maid as I homeward was riding, herding her sheep on the braes of Glensheep. Her cheeks were like roses, and under them was a dimple, and keen was the blink of her bonny blue eye. She was neat, tall, and handsome, her voice so enchanting, that my heart soon belonged to the lass of Glensheep. I stood in amaze and said, "I, bonny lassie, if you'll only consent and go to Jamestown with me, no other in this world will be mistress of my castle. There none will go clothed more finer than thee. Fine carriages you'll have for to ride in at leisure. When the people do speak, they'll say, 'Ma'am, unto thee.' Fine servants you will have for to go at your bidding. I will make you my lady, the lass of Glensheep. Oh, I don't care at all for your carriages to ride in, nor I don't care at all for your great grandeur. I'd rather be here in my homespun little cottage, herding my flocks on the braes of Glensheep. Off your nonsense, don't cause me to blunder. Don't cause all the gentry to laugh at me. There are many up in numbers, both old and young yonder, that are pointing this moment towards the lass of Glensheep. Come, leave off your nonsense and get on behind me. As the sun rolls round, my fair bride you will be. No other in this world will be mistress of my castle. She smiled and consented, I took her with me. Many years have rolled round since we were united. Many seasons have changed, but there's no change in me. My love, she's as fair as the robes in the morning that are hung out to bleach on the braes of Glensheep. May the lark forget to arise in the morning. Caledonia's dark waters roll back from the sea, but never will I, while that I have my senses, forget to be kind to the lass of Glensheep.